Prosecutor Sabino Okeji presented a case in the gender-based violence court of the three-year-old whose name was withheld for the sake of her protection. Okeji said the child was sexually abused by a female school teacher last week.
She is 3 years old, and the incident happened at Mercy British International in the Tongfing residential area. According to the police case, this child was at a school during class time when a teacher inserted fingers into a private part, and that has caused bleeding and injuries.
Defense lawyer Rich Ringball told reporters after Thursday court session the whole trial was based on the girl's statement. He says the prosecutor has no substantiated evidence that his client committed a crime.
I can tell the public that us in defense, we are a little bit comfortable with the evidence that was presented. The whole entire case relies on the statement of a child of 3 years. And from the statement of the investigator, he has testified to the court and confirmed to the court that the child even is not even talking. Even she has not reached that level of expressing herself.
Ball says the South Sudan Child Act gives children protections against any form of abuse. He says such a criminal case needs physical evidence or a witness confirming that such an act did in fact happen, besides the child's report to her parents. Ball says the medical reports indicate there was an injury which was not bleeding.
So that one erased an alarm and suspect whether this one has been done by a finger or it has been done, because there is no any clarification when this wound was happened and how it's happened and it's happened through what. Because when you talk about that one and you confirm it that it was a finger, we're supposed to take to forensic to confirm the finger is belong to who, and we are not going now to judge and determine anything until the medical doctor come, because medical doctor, he's a specialist who can tell us. But there is no connection that you can connect it that this act was done by Y or X or X or Z, because there is no direct evidence or direct witness that was seeing the teacher, the suspect, the accused person committing this crime.
Head teacher of Mercy British International School, Robert Ayuen, declined to comment, saying he needed to get approval from his superiors. Last week, the National Ministry of General Education suspended the registration of Mercy British International over the alleged sexual assault. In a letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, the Ministry of General Education cited concern over unprecedented assaults of a child in the care of a teacher in its decision to suspend the school's registration. A letter signed by the Undersecretary in the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, Kuyok Abu Kuyok, said, and I quote, "It is imperative that you comply with directives and cooperate with the investigation committee, which will be dispersed to your end," end quote. Kuyok declined to comment to South Sudan in Focus, saying he could not comment since the case was pending in court. According to Article 22, Subsection C of the South Sudan Child Act 2008, sexual abuse, exploitation, and harassment, including rape, incest, or coercion of a child to witness or engage in sexual activity, constitute to a crime and punishable by up to 14 years imprisoned. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.